Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show.
Hate it when the drapes don't match.
Yeah. Let's not make this intro about vaginas or poop, please.
No, it's about eyebrows.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Life's rough.
I kind of feel like beset on all sides right now. I feel very overtaxed. Which is my, I don't know. I feel like I'm behind on stuff.
You probably are.
I am very, like, overpromised, I think.
Like, if you feel that way.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You probably aren't delusional.
Are you just feeding my delusions?
No, I mean, I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe, just
have to listen to your body. I mean, I decided sometimes you just feel like you got too much going on, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you got to listen to the voices.
Yeah, so then you got to listen to the screaming in your head. What? You don't have that?
No, yeah.
You do?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we've had some, yeah. Hmm. Some very personal things I'll talk to you about, not on a podcast lately, but
okay.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's rough to this life we live.
I suppose.
Things happen. We have very little control.
Yeah.
Very, very little control, no matter how hard we try.
Yeah, I suppose. I suppose it's just hard to accept that sometimes. I like control.
Yeah, I mean, control, I don't mean... By control, I don't mean, like, control. I mean, just the illusion of steering.
I like that. By control... Okay, can I get the... Can somebody cross-stitch that onto a pillow for me? By control, I don't mean control. I just mean the illusion of steering. I mean, I know that, you know, being where my apartment is, you know, somebody could probably just plow off of the street right into this room where I'm talking right now.
Every time I sleep there, I think about it.
You think, yeah, it's crazy, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's an old building, and it's a wonder no one's made it into a car wash.
I like my building. I like my house.
No, I know, but it's just a wonder that it hasn't happened.
Yeah, well, there's a car wash right across the street.
Take it to the car wash.
Yeah, I need to get my car washed. I don't know. It's it's been almost exactly a week as of the time this comes out since my car accident. Speaking of being exactly a week, a month. Yeah, so no, a year.
A year and like 13 months in a week.
Yeah, no, March 25th last year. This exact day, this is the anniversary of my car accident.
You've been terrified since.
Oh yeah, no, I can't drive. Let's just talk about screaming in your head. God,
you're like a forest.
What do you mean a forest?
Petrified, man.
yeah, some things you don't bounce back from. Like, I doubt I'm ever going to be the same after that. It wasn't even that bad. So, like, if I had, like, a serious accident, who knows what would happen.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Imagine if you'd have killed somebody.
Yeah. No.
Not just your IKEA bed.
Rest in peace, Drury. See, it's a bed that had drawers in the base.
A lot of good bed parts died that day.
Yeah. Like a crumple zone, where the crumple zone was both my ribs and the base of that bed.
And Hermes.
Yeah. Hermes.
What is it? What's the collection?
It's Hemnes or whatever.
Hemnes, that's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Why do I know that? God, and now I'm going to have to look it up to make sure I'm not right. Because if I've memorized the series that my bed
is. He's an IKEA wizard.
He don't need a hex crank. He plays by sense of smell. I don't even know.
Yeah, right? He plays by sense of cinnamon buns.
by Sense of Meatballs, Hemnes Bed. So there's a bunch in the series. Oh God, it's appearing that I did not properly guess the name of it. To thunderous applause, he doesn't have everything from IKEA memorized. No steering. There is a Hemnes bed, but it is not my canonical bed.
So. What is yours?
I don't know. It's not a mom.
It's not canonical.
Yep. That's got four remotes.
Oh, my bad.
Four remotes.
I know it's a bitch to put together twice.
You did do that. Although I did disassemble it, which was also very difficult.
Tweece.
I don't know. Hey, Chris, what episode is it?
Episode number 131 of the Internet Comedy Podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
Your name is?
My name is Chris.
My name is Cole. We're here to entertain your asses and talk about how futile it is that you think that anything will ever go right.
Probably not.
And how, like, no matter how much anybody asks of you, you're going to disappoint them.
Mostly.
And you know what? Let's add on this. You're probably a fraud. If you're working a job, you probably don't deserve it.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, no. Heard it through the grapevine that people at your place of work, they really don't think you belong there. Hey, you know, I just raising my hands here. I wash my hands of this. I both raised them and washed them.
They're wondering how that happened.
How what happens?
You.
Oh, gosh. It's true. It's totally true. Every single word you thought about yourself is true. Sorry, trigger warning. We're probably feeding into somebody's delusion. Oh, I don't even know.
These gummy bears are bleeding vodka.
are you eating them with a toothpick? Toothpick, no, or chopsticks?
A spoon.
Okay.
That I fashioned out of steel wool.
So you're ingesting small pieces of steel that are going to lacerate your insides and cause some kind of horrible infection?
Probably.
Okay.
That is the goal.
Yeah. It's the dream, really.
Goal!
Blah. I've got an abscess on the insides.
I'm also playing solitaire.
Yeah, cool. I can hear you clicking. It's really considerate. I couldn't be happier that you're doing that.
I'm really sorry. I didn't know that it was so loud.
Yeah, it's pretty loud. I you know, it's a little bit it's a little bit upsetting that you're not paying attention either.
No, I am listening. I'm just obsessed with solitaire.
Okay. So here's what I'm picturing. You have one hand with a steel wool spoon eating vodka gummy bears, and the other hand is using your mouse to try and put the seven of hearts onto the six of clubs.
No, I'm actually just, I'm writing Japan right now.
You're writing Japan?
I'm writing Japan. Not like literally spelling it. I'm writing to Japan to send me the newest Frito-Lay product.
Okay.
It's in a cup with a foil sealed lid that you peel back. And it is actually a Mountain Dew flavored Cheeto.
There's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah. Limited edition Cheetos is the new addition to Frito-Lay's growing list of exotic snack flavors that hit stores in Japan. It's a playful mix of cheese and a tinge of lemon that fizzes.
Oh, like Pop Rocks?
It also contains caffeine. You can, however, order them online for $3.50 a pack.
Plus $27
plus
shipping.
Plus antacid.
Yeah. No, they just mix that right in there. It's crushed up with the Pop Rocks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good, Chris.
Naked giggling Asian ladies a plus.
Well, yeah.
Always. I mean extra.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean both. I mean, you're not. Well, what? You're just going to get like free gay naked giggling Asian ladies? No, you pay a premium for that. You have to pay extra for the giggling to be genuine, though.
I don't really care.
See? You know what? That's, you know what that's called? Self-knowledge. Self-awareness.
No, I don't care. I don't care if it's genuine or not. As long as the tears are real.
Oh, Chris.
Cole.
Well, no. I don't even know. So I think that other cultures get America wrong.
Really?
Okay. And you know, I think that it's a whole, it's all a part of the Blame America First crowd. You know, the universities, the college liberals. No, but like everything that I've seen of like other cultures, like doing the American thing, like it simultaneously makes it more garish and horrible, but misses the subtle horror of the fact that like Mountain Dew exists and that it is like literally killing everybody in Kentucky. So like, haha, it's funny, you know, like, oh, we're combining, you know, five things that that goons love, you know, sitting in their basements or whatever.
It's the only diet with dew in it.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
It's their slogan.
Really?
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah. It is pretty good because they paid millions of dollars for it.
I suppose. Licensing
diet
it?
Dew. It's the only diet with dew in it.
Huh.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Which if you say real fast, it's the only diet with dew in it. It's the only diet worth doing it.
It's exercise.
It's the only diet when you do it.
Yeah. I suppose if you say anything fast enough, it can sound like anything else.
Right?
Yeah. Chris, can I read you a Craigslist ad?
J-O party?
Yeah. Oh, man. Leaky boners to the front of the line.
Huge loads to the back.
Yeah.
Of this ass.
You know that like, we can't steal that bit. That's not our bit. This is just something that came up at work. It was a challenge. People said, "Hey, you know," or like one of my bosses said, "Hey, I'll give you $5 if you can read this out loud without laughing." And I don't think I've mastered it. So I'm just going to read it, and we're going to see.
Okay, wait. A funnier experiment would be for you to copy paste it, send it to me, and see if I can do it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would totally be the case. Let me see here. I'm gonna put up Skype on my main computer because I have some kind of crazy setup from the moon, and I can't copy and paste it from where I'm at.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, dude.
Because like I'm in her office now. I work where you work. I do what you do.
What do you mean? You what office?
The office you work in. Somebody said, "Hey, can you read this?"
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. You know, you're inhabiting it. You're living into it.
Yeah, I have my eyes closed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
you're going to send this to tell me when to open them.
Okay. I just put it in the bloopy box.
Okay.
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 All right.
Did you send?
Yeah, it's there.
Okay, I'm clicking the link.
Okay. Don't need a play-by-play. Just need you to read me this without laughing.
What do you want me to read?
Start with the headline, Wanted.
Wanted. Someone who can create a sculpture of a horse-sized duck. We are shooting a video of Arnold Schwarzenegger crushing things with a tank. Seriously. And we need a sculpture of a horse-sized duck. Can be papier-mâché. By Wednesday a.m.
Oh, snap. You went and did it. Now you're laughing. But yeah, you fulfilled this. You fulfilled the yeah.
And I didn't say dick twice.
What do you mean? A horse-sized dick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that where your head went?
Is that where it's supposed to go?
I don't know. Wanted. Someone who can create a sculpture of a horse-sized duck. We are shooting a video of Arnold Schwarzenegger crushing things with a tank. Seriously. We need a sculpture of a horse-sized duck. Can be paper mache by Wednesday a.m. Yeah.
No urgency.
What do you mean?
Can be paper mache by Wednesday a.m.
By Wednesday a.m. Location, Venice, compensation, market rate for this kind of work.
You know what? I'm not even concerned with. I mean, I'll take the body of the post as its own.
As face value.
I'm more concerned with compensation.
Yeah.
What's the precedent for this?
Well, no. I mean, just like the closest thing you have is like a goat-sized goose.
Are there recruiters for this?
because they're very clear that it's principals only, no recruiters. Man, Craigslist is a shit house.
Got a buddy with a horse-sized duck. So did anybody do it?
I have no idea. It's in the best of Craigslist. I don't even know if it's that funny.
No. I'm talking about, did anybody read it without...
I think like three people did it.
I did it.
Yeah.
I have four.
I'll tell him. I'll tell him you should get those $5.
And a job and awesomeness.
I suppose. I don't know. Kind of a full place. A bunch of people want jobs at it.
Mm-mm.
Hmm?
Nobody wants to work where you work with you.
Not around me. Yeah. How are those gummy bears?
People want to work there now?
I guess, yeah. 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 Rated like one of the fastest growing businesses in Cincinnati.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Not saying much. It was also, Cincinnati is also according to...
It's also dying quickly, but...
Yeah. No, Cincinnati is also rated like one of the worst cities to work in. And also one of the craziest and one of the saddest.
Lots going on there.
Yeah, no, it's a hip happening place. Oh God, why?
It's a Forrest Gump of a city.
I suppose.
Get it?
Not really.
Hey, yeah.
No, tell me a story.
There's a guy, his name is Michael Moore.
Yeah, Roger and me.
Not that guy. Oh. He's a 61-year-old dude. He was pulled over. And his eyes were a little bit glassy. His speech was slurred, and he had a boozy smell. He was well over the legal limit on the blood alcohol content test. He told the officer that his wife told him that he had been drinking too much, so he decided to go and drive it off.
He could have killed somebody.
That's what he told the police.
Yeah.
As he was headed to a bar for a few more drinks after a little bit of a fight with his wife.
It's his wife's fault.
Hey, I'm a little chunk.
Chunk?
I'm spinning the wheels for its fuse. Get it straight. It's like maybe teach third grade.
Maybe. Is he a third grade teacher?
No. Yeah, I'm gonna just drive it off.
Yeah. No, you just walk it off, you sweat it out.
Or poop it out.
Yeah, poop the booze out.
Poop the booze out?
Yeah.
I need to get dipped back into that.
Need the league?
Yeah.
Has it started yet?
No.
No?
Not until football season.
No, that's a football show?
Kind of.
Oh. It's all about football, right?
But you like it.
No, I've never seen it. It's all like I assume I wouldn't like it because it's about football.
You watch the show.
I know. That's how I recognize that thing. I'm being a parody of myself like 3 years ago.
That is actually one show I made you watch.
What?
I made you watch that show.
Yeah, you did. You came down. You're like, hey, I'm going to put this on. And I watched it and I liked it.
I put on Mad Men. Were you out on that?
Chris, literally 6 years later. It's pretty funny. Yeah. I don't know.
Son of a bitch.
Chris, bees are dying.
Well, yeah, every day.
Yeah, no, it's they can't figure out if it's cell phone signals, if it's radiation, if it's smog, if it's pollution. But bees are a very important part of our ecosphere, right? Bees, as go the bees, so goes trees. It's like I always say. It's like I have crocheted on this pillow next to control is the illusion of steering. Yeah. But here's the thing. Along with that, price of honey going way up too. You try buying some honey lately? I'm not talking about fly honeys down the corner. I'm talking about just like buying straight up in a jar honey like Pooh would eat. I have it. I don't eat honey, so it's kind of hard for me to.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't put it in tea.
No.
I did buy a Keurig.
You bought a Keurig?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So we're going to camp out here for a second. Why did you buy a Keurig?
Well, here's the story.
Okay.
And it's not interesting.
That's never stopped us.
All right. So there's a local retailer here in the Ohio, Michigan area called Meijer.
Yeah, not, yeah. The building's like
Meijer,
the size of like...
Bruce.
Like yeah, everybody calls it Meijer, but it's Meijer. And yeah.
M-E-I-J-E-R.
Would you say pound for pound that a Meijer is bigger than a Walmart?
Probably the same.
I would say a Meijer's bigger than a Walmart. Like square footage wise.
Listener challenge.
Okay.
But no. So we did that. I did that. I opened the ad. The ad said that they would sell me a Keurig for $119. And that you got a $30 Meijer coupon for your next purchase.
So you could afford to buy like one package of Keurig cups.
No.
So, Chris, that's six cups of coffee.
No, dick. So I thought, well, hey, Easter's coming up. I'm gonna need to get my daughter a bike. And so, you know, I could get that at Meijer. I do my grocery shopping at Meijer, and you know, Keurig it's pretty handy because it's like on demand hot water, and you know, you can like make tea and stuff. And then you like, if you go to the Bed Bath and Beyond, you can get the little like reusable cups, so you can put your own ground coffee in it. Everything. What? Because I only make one at a time.
Does that work?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, absolutely.
Every time I've ever tried using one of those, and I've like followed instructions, had people show me, it either made an incredibly weak cup of coffee or it like overflowed and created like a huge mess.
The stainless steel mesh?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, that's what I got. It was great.
Huh.
So anyway, yeah, so I bought that, and then I was going to get my daughter a bike for Easter, but then we were at Goodwill on Monday, and there was a bike in there, and she was like, I want this bike. And I said, well, I was going to get you a new one. She said, no, I want this one. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, okay, well, you know, whatever, that's fine. So I got her that bike, and yeah. So then the next day I was like, hey, why did you want that bike? She's like, because it was nice, and I didn't want you to pay as much as a new one was.
Huh.
And it like broke my heart. And I was like, well, I didn't get you that bike because I wanted to pay less money. It was just because, you know, like, I thought you wanted it. And she's like, no, I do want it. And I don't want you to pay that money. And she's like, and don't you go buy me a new one. So, yeah, not funny, but she's a good little girl.
Yeah, no, that's very considerate. And, you know, picks up some of the, you know, like, some, like, just, like, is thriftiness the wrong word? Like, the value of a dollar, right? Like, oh, you know, this is perfectly sensible. Well, you would expect a child of her age to be like, I want the new one with the streamers.
Yeah, but like, we brought it home on Monday night, and like, mm-hmm. we stopped at the store and we got some grease to like grease the chain, and we
yeah.
like, tightened everything up and adjust the seat and you know, fix the brakes. And...
Yeah, you don't want her to just like go careening into a crevasse.
No,
like, oh, no,
yeah.
she's gone now.
No, but she helped out with it. It was nice.
It was a project. It was an activity that the both of you could share.
Yeah, you know, she held things and held wrenches, and we worked on it. And I mean, that wasn't the intention, but
no, but it like it's,
uh-huh,
it, it's
just
that's a good story, Chris. That's heartwarming.
Not funny though.
It's not funny, but like we opened up with how futile everything is, and like sometimes you just have those nice moments where
you have the illusion of steering.
Yeah, a little bit. No, we're a person who is younger than they ought, a person who is younger than they ought to be when they express fiscal responsibility. Okay. You know, doing that at a younger age than they should, and then a quaint do-it-yourself project that results in a perfectly serviceable reused bike that doesn't contribute to the waste stream and end up on that new and make something end up on that new continent made entirely of garbage. There's a lot to like here, Chris.
Even more over than that, last night at dinner, I actually had to explain the concept of interest to an 8-year-old.
That's pretty good.
It was really, really interesting to try to explain to an 8-year-old what interest is.
You know what? If I had to explain interest to somebody, like, I don't know that I could do it without making, like, with it making any sense. I don't know that I could do it in a way that, like, wasn't. So people just agree that if money is in a different place for a little while, there should be more of it. Like,
no. See, here's the thing is that we were sitting at dinner and my phone blew up and it was emails because, like, this one bank that we deal with, it said, like, they send out interest rates and they send them out for, like, every brand that we sell. And so they send, like, 30 emails at once. And I was like, well, who's that? I'm like, well, it's bank. She says, why? And I said, well, it's, you know, for the customers, you know, that are going to, you know, borrow money and how much the interest is going to cost. And she says, well, what's interest? And I was like, well, that's what banks charge to, you know, to lend money. And she said, well, why would they charge money to lend money? And I said, well, that's called interest. And so well, what's interest? And I said, well, that's the way that people make money, by lending money. She said, well, what do you mean? I said, okay. Well, I said, how much money do you want to borrow from me? She said, $10. I said, okay. I said, all right. Well, I'm going to give you $10 today. But what you're going to do is you're going to pay me $2 for the next 10 days. And she said, well, what is that? And I said, well, how many is two tens? She said, 20. I said, how much money did you borrow from me? And she said, 10. I said, well, how much money did you pay me? She said, 20. I said, how much money did I make? She said, $10. I said, exactly.
And the Fed.
And then she completed the entire conversation with, I'm just going to eat my bacon.
That's good, though. She's expressing curiosity. Like, she's really far ahead.
So then I had a conversation with an adult female today. Not my daughter, obviously. Yeah. But about what the purpose of a jock strap is.
All right.
I don't know.
Yeah, what do you mean? It provides athletic support.
Why do I need athletic support?
So I imagine that the distance that your testes are from your body increases the risk of them being injured. That is literally my only guess.
Have you ever worn one?
Maybe like at some point with a cup, maybe in like football in eighth grade.
Yeah,
or seventh grade. I've never engaged in athleticism, Chris.
Yeah, it's bullshit 60s myth.
Is it? Like the bra, like women don't really need bras.
Well, no, I mean, I don't know why they need them other than to make them seem perky.
Yeah.
To fool me at a bar.
It's an illusion. Oh, man. Life's grand illusion.
The bitches be staring.
I think we're really tapped into something with the illusion of steering, Chris.
That's what I want on my pillow.
Bitch be steering?
Bitches be steering.
Huh. Yeah, that's remarkable. I don't know. Like, we don't have conversations like that at work. Mostly it's like, you know, grousing, and then like occasionally like a song comes on the iTunes radio and we start talking about it. We were listening to One Hit Wonders today. You know, with Everlast, What It's Like, and Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls. What's that?
The Oneaters?
What do you mean, Oneaters?
The Oneaters.
Oh, I don't know what Oneaters is.
From That Thing You Do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know what? My only like experience with that movie is like our stepdad will watch that whenever it's on. Like, there's a certain pantheon of movies that whenever they come on, he doesn't just like watch them the whole way through on TV. If I see like Shawshank Redemption on a screen, I will watch all the way to the end of the Shawshank Redemption, right?
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
I won't say to everybody who passes by, oh, every time this is on, I totally watch it. So like, there's That Thing You Do and A Few Good Men. But my only experience is it will be watched in the house either by you or by him or by somebody else, and just the fact that every 3 minutes they play that song.
Is there any chance that you're coming back on the 5th of April?
I don't know why.
Because that is when the behind the scenes Shawshank Redemption Ohio State Reformatory tour kicks off for the year.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That has to be something that you have to get like reservations for, doesn't it?
Probably. That's why I'm asking you now.
Well, is there only one?
No, there's multiple. I'm just saying that's the first one.
That's the first one. Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be down for that.
5th of April.
Huh. I need to look and see like what my if we're planning something, I need to see what the recording schedule is, but I see no reason why not.
Yeah,
right,
I mean,
now.
It would be
that'd be something I'd be interested in going on.
Cool.
Huh. That's a good movie.
Do it on the 5th or the 12th. But anyway.
No, so honey. Yeah, honey goes up. People be stealing bees. And there is legitimately an article that talks about what kind of technology you can use to stop bees from being stolen. Which boils down to a GPS or the fact that a bee is the least stealable animal. They have weapons on the back of them.
Yeah, they're armored insects.
Yeah.
Off armored.
No, they've got exoskeletons like the T-1000. I don't even know. But yeah, people come in with forklifts and snag 30 to 50,000 of them in one go. I look at it as if my boxes are clearly marked really good and somebody else's ain't. He said somebody has a choice between picking mine and somebody else's. They're going to do that. That's so articulate, Mr. Bee Farmer.
Gonna be how gonna be.
Yep, gonna be how gonna be.
Fast Company is reporting a new study conducted on little girls playing with 1, a Dr. Barbie, 2, a Fashion Barbie, or 3, Mrs. Potato Head.
Okay.
The findings show that when shown photos of 10 professions, only those who played with the Mrs. Potato Head emerged believing that they could follow just as many career paths as boys.
Oh, it's normative.
Those who played with either type of Barbie, either Dr. Barbie or Fashion Barbie, saw diminished career options for themselves.
So it's just kind of like, okay, so here's a picture of a soil tester for the EPA. Can you be this? Yes or no? No. I played with a Barbie. My life is ruined.
Barbie's influence is solidly negative. Some feminist Nazi said.
Don't say that.
No, she did, though. Maybe Mattel would at least consent to giving the poor doll enough room for a liver. Huh. I don't know what that means.
No, but. Like if you take a Barbie doll and stretch her out to like human height, her waist would be like 19 inches around and something like that. It's kind of crazy. Just a little bit.
She has a name though. What is Barbie's real name?
Barbie?
It's Barbara. Yeah.
Yeah, Malibu Stacy.
Malibu Gorilla Hunter. What is it? What is Barbie's real name?
I don't even know.
Spell dog food lid backwards.
D-I-L-D-O-O-F-G-O-D.
Dildo of God.
That's pretty good. Did you get that from a Mad magazine?
No, I was on the internet today.
Okay. Do you have race car spelled the same backwards and forward?
I do, but it's not nearly as funny.
Yeah, swimming pool looks the same upside down as it does right side up?
Probably.
Yeah.
Barbie's full name is Barbara Millicent Roberts.
Millicent. And there was a Stuff You Should Know episode about that was very enlightening, although I didn't retain a lot of it because that is the kind of fact that I would otherwise maintain. So, Yeah. Huh. I don't know.
She had a big forehead when she was young.
Yeah, she did. Really pointy boobs, too.
didn't matter, though. The big forehead, that's like...
she looks she's like Dan Aykroyd in Conan.
She's wearing a bathing suit, but she damn sure looks like a water baby. I mean, waterhead.
Either is equally offensive, Chris. Either is equally offensive.
Damn water baby showing her butt.
That's just not called for is what it is. It's not called for.
What do you got, kid?
Speaking of,
what do you know? So,
Chris, are you happy with your name?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I'm happy with my name, too. It's okay. It's distinctive. It sticks out on a list, which is nice, you know? Even if I don't stick out in real life, I'll stick out on a list. I like to think it throws people a little bit off guard when they're dealing with me, you know? It's pretty good, right? But there's a lady. So last time we talked about Mr. I'm a tattoo guy, God, Inkite kind of guy.
Yeah.
So this is part two in the series. There's a woman, lives in Licking County, Ohio. Her given name she thinks is a curse. Thought was a curse, really. Her mom gave it to her. You know, Sheila Crabtree, but she went by her middle name, Renee, spelled R-A-N-E-A, which was a weird way to spell that, but whatever, you know. It's like, yeah, but I want to change my first name. She went to court. Do you know what she not only asked to have her first name changed to, but succeeded?
What?
Sexy. Sexy Crabtree.
Yeah.
Can you make that noise again for me?
Yeah.
Thank you. That'll be a ringtone on sale for $1.99. No. No, she's an attractive lady.
Right.
Sexy. She was all like, yeah, I'm not doing it for attention. I'm just doing it for me. This is what I want in my life. I just wanted to get rid of that name entirely so I could be completely happy. I'm perfectly
happy.
Why
can't I get rid of Crabtree? Sexy Crabtree. Itchy Crabtree.
Yeah. No. She didn't even want to tell her husband. And the only reason it came out is because when she put in the petition, it went into the newspaper because apparently there are still laws like, you know, if you do anything, they're going to put your name in the newspaper. And apparently, like, people read those notices. I don't even know. What's your life like? It was in real small print, but she succeeded. And she said, I wasn't going to leave unless they granted me a name change, and her backup name that if she wasn't granted that was going to be Sparkle Crabtree, sexy Sparkle Crabtree.
That's better than sexy.
Yeah. Oh well.
At least you could see the sparkle from a distance.
Maybe. You have to get up and feel them curves on that crab tree. No, ugh. I don't know. Like, whatever makes you happy, I guess. It doesn't hurt anybody. She was probably going to go by her middle name still anyway. She just didn't want... Screw you, Mom. I don't want the name you gave me. I don't have to
live... She's like 40, isn't she?
I don't have to live the life that you told me. Maybe. I don't know.
Mm. But then there's people who are living the life that their mom told them.
Okay.
Specifically 9-year-old Grayson Bruce.
Ugh. Can you name like a worse name?
Grayson Bruce, 9 years old. He is no longer allowed to bring his My Little Pony backpack to his North Carolina elementary school.
Oh, Chris, brony persecution.
The school told this little Grayson that the backpack was a distraction and a trigger for bullying. The mother of Grayson says that's like saying a short skirt is a trigger for rape.
Jesus. She escalated that pretty quickly, actually.
Yeah. A Facebook page supporting Grayson has more than 30,000 brownies, fans, and more than 5,000 people have signed a petition asking that Grayson be allowed to bring the backpack to school. Grayson says kids are taking things a little too far, punching him, pushing him down, calling him horrible names, and doing stuff that really shouldn't happen.
Well, I mean, in an ideal world, yeah. Like, you ought not be hit for, you know...
Bronyism.
Yeah, like, it's like, that's not cool. Like, there are lots of things that people do that are more... worthy of a punch in the nose than being a brony, right?
Yeah.
I don't condone the brony life, but if you waste the physical violence on petty things, like you lose out, you devalue it, you ruin it for people who want to use the physical violence for righteous causes. Okay?
Righteous.
Yeah.
That's righteous.
Yeah, righteous, like Shaft.
Shaft.
Oh, you see, I thought you were going to go high with it, but you went low with it. Okay. No, that's... Maybe the school had the right idea because they were trying to protect him, maybe by reuse. But like, it's not even restraint. You don't have any rights when you're in school. Like, after Columbine, they're like, no, you can't carry around your backpack anyway. So like, what? Like, where are they seeing this guy? Like, oh, okay, on the bus maybe. Is that where he's getting hit? Because like, you can't carry a backpack in school anymore.
Where he hit at?
What?
Where he hit at?
Where he hit at? I don't know.
I don't know.
I think that they were legitimately trying to protect this boy. And if it was something else like, hey, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't wear like pink, or maybe you shouldn't, you know, insert any other like number of like, just, you know what? Just try not being gay so that these like stupid Neanderthals won't, you know, slam you into a locker and call you names. Like, that would be shitty because you don't have any control over that. Maybe you kind of do have control over whether or not you carry around a brony backpack.
Maybe he wanted him to push him against the locker.
Oh, you think he was into that? He was 11. He can't be that kinky yet.
He is a...
He is a brony.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I Okay, so here's my stance. I firmly believe that you shouldn't... Like you shouldn't be identified by the thing that you like, right? But the problem is bronies identify themselves by the thing that they like. They will lead with that in a conversation, okay?
Yeah. Hey, my name is Chris. I'm a brony.
it's on your bumper sticker.
I can't answer the phone right now.
I can't.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
I don't know. Don't define yourself by the things you like. Define yourself by the things you do. You know? Yeah. I think that is the thing that you should lead with. This is what I do, not what I consume. Right? What do you make? What are you adding to this world? I don't know.
Very little.
Well, I mean, illusion of steering, Chris. Illusion of steering. So,
what can the listeners add to our world?
Well, they can add to our world a little bit of joy by way of going to our Facebook page. That is facebook.com/ Those Damn Ross Kids. You can follow the network on Twitter. It's at Duckfeed TV. You know, there are new show announcements and just general things that go up there. If you would like to support us financially, monetarily, there is the old tip jar that lets you buy things on Amazon and gives a little kickback. That goes a very long way towards supporting the show and making it so it doesn't cost money to run, and helps us do things like advertise and other stuff. So that is all well and good and very much appreciated for everybody who has been doing that. Then, you know, iTunes ratings and reviews, and I'm not going to keep you here any longer. Chris, I think that everybody has better stuff to do, and we thank them for taking time out of their busy days of adding things to the world to consume the thing that we've added, right? It is
it is
an ebb and a flow. Sorry, America.
Sorry.